complexity of diksha, sometimes we identify diksha, we call it sometimes as brahminical initiation. And not all, everybody should be Brahman in society. And some gurus telling that we should not give diksha to everybody because not everybody is supposed to be Brahmana. And now I understood that spiritually, process of diksha, it should nothing to do with Varnashram.
Your understanding is correct so far, yeah. I think, okay, you want...
No, I mean, diksha, it's not brahminical initiation. It should be something else.
With all respect to you and what you represent and who you represent, we shouldn't be too critical of anyone or any situation. Well, we should be analytical and cool-headed about everything and try to understand the inner purpose and intention of what's going on in our lives or what arrangement has been made for us to go forward in the spiritual life. So we may, along the line, we may find some new knowledge or some new information which may create a quandary or a puzzle or some doubt in our mind about our existing position or our existing practices. But we should be a little peaceful and understanding that we all of us are sincerely seeking Krishna, God, let's say, in our own way, in our own speed, in our own method, in our own manner. Each one of us in our own individual way has received some bhakti in the heart. In last life, or this life from Krishna. We say bhakti comes from Krishna or Guru, but really bhakti only comes from Guru when Krishna inspires him. I would like to say that. In the Madhya Lila chapter 22, maybe verse 107 or so, I forget. It says, Brahmanda Brahmate Kaun. You know this verse, Bhagavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai, Bhakti Lata Beach. That the Jeeva is wandering all over the universes and somehow he receives a seed of bhakti from Krishna or Guru. But I understand it's basically all the time from Guru. Guru in last life or Guru in this life. Because Krishna and Guru are really one. Guru is the visible form of Krishna, visible form of the Paramatma. So you see the Paramatma in your heart if you're a realized yogi or even a bhakta. You can see your Ishtadeva in the heart, or you see him standing before you as Guru. Guru Sakshat Hari. Krishna tells Arjuna in Bhagavatam, Krishna tells Uddhava in Bhagavatam, Acharya Mam, Vijani, Vijanayan. You should know very deeply, Vijani, Vijana. Should tightly and deeply know, understand, realize, see, feel, perceive, and someday see the non-difference of me, Krishna, and my acharya, teacher, guru. Oh, Krishna, how can guru be Bhagavan? Guru passes urine, he passes stool. Krishna also passes urine, Krishna also passes stool. Read the Balya Leela in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 9, 10, 11. It says he goes to steal the butter and yogurt. Commentaries say if the butter is stale or the yogurt stinks or old, he goes in the corner and passes urine on the floor. I'm married and I impregnate my wife with semen and I produce a child. So how can I? Because gurus are also married. Some gurus are married and they have children. They're rishis or maharishis. So how is a guru like Krishna? Krishna also passes semen. He passed semen in the womb of Rukmini. Retasaha. The word Retasaha in Sanskrit means summon. That's in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 56 or 67, whatever, when it discusses Krishna combining with Rukmini to produce Pradyumna. So that's why Krishna tells in Gita, be careful. Avajananti ma mudha manushim tanam ashrita. Manushim tanam tanu ashrita. Tanu means body. Manu means human form. Avajananti ma avajananti. They think when I come down, avaja means to come down. When I descend to this world and I take a human form, they think I'm like them. Because I pee and I poop and I cry and I whine and I sweat and I do all these things. Oh, Krishna's God. Brahma can't understand. Shiva can't understand. Lakshmi can't understand. No one can understand. But the devotee, the gopis understand. Yashoda understands. So it seems sometimes as we progress in the path of bhakti that we feel sometimes we get confused. But we should remember that behind all of everything is the hand of Krishna. Krishna brought me to where I am. Krishna brought me to this guru. Krishna brought me to this mission. Krishna arranged for me to receive this initiation or these mantras and this seva. And Krishna gave me this wife or husband, whatever. This is Krishna. Because Krishna says, yoga shema mahamyam. When we surrender to Krishna, then he takes care. He doesn't say, I only take care of sannyasis and brahmacharis. He says, Ananyas chintiyanto mam yejana paripashate tesham nityavayuktanam yogakshema mahamyam waham. I carry. Oh, you're a grihastha, here, take some more food for the babies. Oh, you're a brahmachari, here, take some more detachment. You're getting too smooth on the edges there. I gotta sharpen you up a little bit. So all is good. Krishna doesn't cheat. We cheat Krishna, but Krishna doesn't cheat us. We cheat Krishna because we hold back. We cheat Krishna because a lot of times we don't speak about him. And we cheat Krishna because a lot of times we don't think about him. That's just the way we're made. It's the way we are. We're not mad and brave. But Krishna doesn't forsake us. So one should be hopeful and that I've come a long way, and I'm in good hands. Krishna's taken care of me, and wherever I am is where I should be. And whatever I'm doing is what I should be doing, because Krishna's arranging everything. So they say it's like this, and I found out like that. Don't worry, don't have any tension. The ultimate truth is loving Krishna. Goes beyond Sarvapati Vinir Muktam Tatpara Dwaina Nirbalam Rishikesh Rishikenanam Sevanam Bhakti Uchate. This is bhakti. There's no ashram, there's no varna, there's no us and them. It's love. If one is in love with God, he may chant mantra, he may not chant mantra. He may chant Diksha mantra, may not chant Diksha mantra. He may get up at Brahma Hurta, he may not. He may bathe today and may not bathe for 10 days. You see in Padyavali by Rupa Goswami Pad, so many amazing verses by unknown author or by such exalted personalities as Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri. To hell with my morning rituals, to hell with my pujas, to hell with my Shalagram puja, to hell with all my practices. Why? Because my mind has been stolen by a little boy named Nanda Nandan that's crawling around the courtyard of Nanda Baba's palace. All I can think about is that. Krishna Kaniya Dalajikapaya. Just you, this little Lala. Don't tell me, oh, Goswamiji, oh Swamiji, oh Guruji, you haven't bathed in 5 days, you're stinking, this, that. You'll get out from here. I'm just chasing my friend. He hasn't bathed either. He's all covered with cow dung. I stink, but my friend is covered with cow dung and cow urine. And I'm chasing him through the streets of Gokul. Get out of my way. Don't tell me all this nonsense. So he's in Prem Bhav, Lila Pravesh, Lokabhaya, Hasati Rodati Lokabhaya, Hasati Rodati Nirtyati Lokabhaya. Lok is very far away because he's busy laughing like a madman and crying and dancing. Ha Radhe, Ha Govinda, Ha Krishna. This is the thing. Madness. It all goes there. Starts off very formal. I learn Sanskrit. I learn all the tattvas, and I go to VIHI and MIHI, Mihai and Wehi and Wehi and Mihai and Mihi, 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 Mihi. It sounds like some Vedanta Sutra. I am you and you are me. I'm Brahmasmi. So this hankar has to go out. Just be Krishna Das. It would be nice if you don't have the Diksha Mantra to receive the Diksha Mantra. That would be very nice. You can ask your well-wishers to bless you. These ideas you're mentioning are rather interesting new introductions. That no, we don't, we're only giving Harinam because we don't need any more Brahmins. We have 10 temples and we have 10,000 disciples. So we have 9,500 Harinam disciples and 100 Diksha because we need 100 Bajaris. These are interesting ideas. I don't know much comment I can say on that. But generally we hear that one follows bhakti by following Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He surrenders to Guru. I surrender to you, now give me something. Right? A woman surrenders to a man. She wants a child. She wants a husband. She wants a life together with someone she loves and can share and be protected. And if they're devotees, they try to practice bhakti together in a context of their karmic sojourn in the marriage ashram. That's the grihastha life. But if you surrender, atma samarpan, you should get something. You get Diksha Mantra, and you get Shiksha, and you get the heartfelt Kripa, Sohara Kripa. Sohara Kripa of Guru gives Bhav. Sulochan Kripa, Sohara Kripa, Svachika Kripa. It's in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Different ways by which one can get Bhav, by the glance of the pure devotee, by his words, Vachika, or by his heartfelt wishes. Oh, may my disciple attain perfection. He prays. Oh, Giridhari, I am so fallen. I have no qualities. Oh, please, Radharani, please bless my disciple. Like this. Every all power comes from Krishna and Radharani. Guru is only the postman, Prabhupada said many times. I didn't write the letter. I didn't even put the stamp on it. I just delivered it to your doorstep. So I didn't invent the Diksha Mantra. And I didn't make Krishna come out of that mantra. I just give the Diksha Mantra. And then Krishna comes out of the mantra and you see him. And then you know, oh, my guru gave me Krishna. Krishna gave me guru. Guru gave me Krishna. You should get the best thing. You have very good birth. And you have good health, good education, good family. You have great blessings of very wonderful activities in your previous life.
Yeah, today's conversation is food for intelligence and for meditation, digestion. It's probably time to come back to Vrindavan, otherwise it will be difficult to come back.
And I pray that all goes well, yeah, and that Krishna showers the more mercy on you.